e-procurement. Portals and trading exchanges are not exclusive to procurement. For example, they could be used with customers when the organization is on the selling end of the transaction or with logistics, such as for finding transportation carriers. Exhibit 3-20 shows the types of online exchanges and other transaction models by the number of buyers and the number of sellers involved in each transaction. Exhibit 3-20, business-to-business digital transaction models, portals. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a portal is a multi-service website that provides access to data that may be secured by each user's role. Users can aggregate data and perform basic analysis. Portals work over web browsers to enable people to more easily interact with systems or other persons. They provide faster access to information than a person could achieve in collecting, sorting, and aggregating the information on his or her own. Individuals can make custom views and perform self-service functions. Portals can be independently or privately owned, or they can be jointly owned and used by a consortium of organizations. Portals increase information reach and reduce distribution cost. Consumer versus business portals. Consumer portals are multi-service websites for consumer interactions, including personalized homepages, email, online shopping and search, and news and entertainment services. Examples include Amazon.com or Yahoo.com. Business portals allow users to aggregate and perform basic analysis on information relative to their job. Organizational intranets and extranets are examples. Portals give employees and trading partners access to data according to each company's and each user's role. To ensure identity authentication and security, some portals are the only allowed method for communications across enterprises. Portals can gather and continually update both external and internal sources of real-time information to determine customer priorities and make employees more productive. External information can be consolidated from external trading partners, the internet, and industry information services. Internal information includes all attached transactional and analytical databases. Often portals are connected with or are a direct output of customer relationship management, CRM, or supplier relationship management, SRM, systems. SRM portals. SRM portals allow individuals to view and react to the effects of production changes on supplier product or service availability and to see exception-based information and forecasts based on point-of-sale data. Buyers can see suppliers available to promise inventory. The data are presented on a dashboard that allows users to configure what items are tracked. Often a user has no ability to modify the data, which is ideal for partners who need the information but should not be able to change it. For example, a company's suppliers might be given access to a portal to see up-to-the-minute requirements. Suppliers could use the portal to send and receive communications, such as to confirm capacity and order status or receive a demand pull signal for orders. Trading exchanges. A physical exchange, such as a stock exchange, creates a space for buyers and sellers to transact business efficiently. Similarly, a trading exchange, also called a B2B marketplace, creates a virtual market in which buyers and sellers can optimize, automate, and coordinate transactions. Automating the procurement process using trading exchanges lowers the cost per transaction and increases market reach for both buyers and suppliers. Exchanges occupy the many-to-many quadrant of the chart in Exhibit 3-20. Exchanges can be called horizontal marketplaces when used across industries and vertical marketplaces when used by only one industry. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as follows. Horizontal marketplace, an online marketplace used by buyers and sellers from multiple industries. This marketplace lowers prices by lowering transaction costs. Vertical marketplace, an online marketplace connecting buyers and sellers within the same industry. It enables lower prices by lowering transaction costs. A successful exchange will result in faster decision-making, lower inventory, and better collaboration, planning, and production. Trade exchanges include the following: supplier and buyer broker services, supplier and product search functions, bidding events, including setup and pre-qualifying bidders, cost savings identification, access to a larger market, supplier identification and support, online catalogs listing products, sales promotions, and quantity pricing. Online SRM services, including strategic sourcing for direct materials, open, standards-based systems for automated connections, billing and payment processing for faster transfer of funds to suppliers, Some exchanges include a full range of SRM services and analytics, and they may also provide supplier certification to give buyers some assurance that suppliers meet certain predefined capabilities. Exhibit 3-21 shows the complex interactions among partners in a trading exchange. The exchange is at the center because it serves as a hub for numerous transactions among the community. Exchanges facilitate collaboration because members can avoid forming multiple individual interfaces. Exhibit 3-21, Trading Exchange Community Interactions. A good starting point in this cycle is at the bottom of the diagram where a supplier uploads catalog information to the exchange. The exchange ensures that the catalog is in a format to allow automated searches. Buyers perform product searches, and matches from suppliers are aggregated. A highly detailed search can use an automated RFQ, request for quotation, /ITT, invitation to tender. Exchanges may help buyers and or sellers prepare bids or assist buyers in writing more complete queries. Bidding events may require hours of preparation. This may come down to traditional procurement activities or be performed by a third party for many consumers, creating economies of scale. Annualized contract negotiation or a one-time purchase order can be initiated. Supplier availability is communicated to the buyer, and the exchange confirms the order. The transaction is communicated to the bank or financial service provider, FSP, logistics services, and carriers. Exchange ownership models. B2B marketplace ownership models include the following: independent public trade exchange, ITX, or public marketplace. These are public sites often used for indirect materials and commodity purchases where price is the primary factor and where any buyers and sellers for a particular market meet to gain access to a wider market and find the best deals. Private trading exchange, PTX, or private marketplace. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, this is a trade exchange hosted by a single company to facilitate collaborative e-commerce with its trading partners. As opposed to public e-marketplaces, a private exchange provides the host company with control over many factors, including who may participate, and in what manner, how participants may be connected, and what content should be presented, and to whom. The ultimate goal might be to improve supply chain efficiencies and responsiveness through improved process visibility and collaboration, advanced integration platforms, and customization capabilities. C. Independent trading exchange. Trading may occur between members or only with the owner. PTXs are formed by market-dominant companies. Most private exchanges are members-only sites, but they do not usually charge fees and do not force suppliers to compete on price alone. PTXs have been developed by Volkswagen IG and BMW IG in the automotive industry and by utilities such as the Tennessee Valley Authority and the Kansas City Power and Light Company. Consortia Trade Exchanges, CTX, or Consortia-Based Marketplace. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a consortia trade exchange as an online marketplace, usually owned by a third party, that allows members to trade with each other. Such sites lower members' search costs and enable lower prices for the buyer. CTXs are open or member-based sites formed by a consortium of companies, generally within the same industry. These sum-to-many sites are semi-public, in that all members are allowed to trade with one another and price is often a major factor in purchases. There is a strong focus on finding new suppliers on these sites. Excess inventory and capacity is frequently traded in a clearinghouse. Ford Motor Company, General Motors Corporation, and Daimler Chrysler AG formed a consortium-based exchange, Covisint, in 2000. Covisint has been owned by a Canadian organization since 2017, so it serves as a third-party intermediary. Covisint has expanded into healthcare, government, oil and gas, and financial services. Virtual trading exchange. A virtual trading exchange is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an online trading exchange that enables both information integration and collaboration among multiple trading partners. Private exchanges are very costly. Companies with a high transaction volume or a large number of suppliers should consider a private exchange because a larger number of transactions reduces the cost per transaction. Companies with few suppliers or low transaction volume should consider an independent public marketplace to keep costs down or a consortia-based marketplace to consolidate their supplier base with others. Private exchanges are desirable when partners want high security in data exchange. However, they should determine supplier interest in joining a private exchange. The best candidates are those that have strong market position or exclusive products or services. If a company has market dominance, it cannot gain much from aggregating demand with smaller businesses. The private exchange can help retain the unique brand value. When the company has unique business capabilities, such as a unique processing model, then a private exchange can help leverage it.
Auctions.
Auctions determine the value of a good or service on the open market. Winning a bid constitutes a contract. Most auctions require indifference as to who the buyer or seller is, so they are best for commodities, for example, copper, wheat. Auctions should be avoided when delivery time, reliability, or quality are important. Auction items are solely differentiated by price, and any special features should be put in the description to show the item's value. Auctions benefit both buyers and sellers, with a balance of increased revenue, efficiency, and speed and reduced cost. Types of auctions include the following. Classic or forward auctions. Classic auctions have one seller and multiple buyers who bid up the price for a product until the highest bidder gets the item. Reverse auction. Defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an internet auction in which suppliers attempt to underbid their competitors. Company identities are known only by the buyer.
Dutch auctions.
Dutch auctions have one seller and multiple buyers for multiple but finite quantities of the same item for sale. The price starts high and is lowered periodically. A bid immediately constitutes a contract for sale at the current price. U.S. Treasury securities are offered by Dutch auction. Demand management auctions. Demand management auctions are clearinghouses to liquidate excess supply. For example, hotel rooms. Buyers and sellers must be indifferent to the other party. Stock market style auctions. Stock market style auctions have dynamic pricing based on buy and sell offers and multiple buyers and sellers for commodities. Trading exchange benefits and risks. Benefits for buyers include better control over negotiated purchasing agreements, standard product specifications that reduce duplicate entries for parts and duplicate suppliers for the same part, reduced administrative costs, lower unit costs, faster response to needs and faster time to market, improved catalog accuracy, reducing billing and pricing errors, reduced logistics and transportation costs due to better volume leverage. Risks to buyers include lower quality goods, nonconformance to specifications, more product rework and returns, long-term loss of suppliers and fewer skilled suppliers. Forcing supplier concessions could lead, in the long term, to worse supply chain coordination, poor planning, and adversarial relationships. Key suppliers should not be moved to cost-based exchanges. Benefits for suppliers are less clear than those for buyers. They include automatic connections and lower transaction costs, access to a wider market, faster payment receipt, order to cash, ability to offer all available inventory, future bidding improved by knowledge of winning bid, shows need for cost reduction, better and more accurate catalogs for increased order accuracy, volume leverage, reducing logistics and transportation costs, reduction of replenishment lead time, supply and demand planning and collaboration if offered. However, these benefits must be weighed against significant reductions in revenue. Low bid winners may have unprofitable margins. Risks to suppliers include possibility that an option contract may lock up a supplier's capacity even when the business is not guaranteed. Fewer investments in improving processes due to tighter margins. Possibility of being driven out of business. Possibility that the buyer will use the seller's data to get a lower bid elsewhere. Exchange integration costs for software and connectivity. Suppliers whose value is not purely dependent upon low price, for example, those with brand recognition for quality or dependability, are less likely to participate. If 100 suppliers participate in an online auction, but only one supplier wins the bid was a waste of time for the other 99 suppliers. Suppliers that do not see results may drop the service, especially with public horizontal exchanges. Suppliers are better off building long-term relationships, reserving exchanges to liquidate excess inventory. Whenever they win bids, their goal should be to start a personal relationship with these companies.